Take a look head-to-head at the Eagles and the Redskins. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan doing the duties. Let's take a look at those guys. All right? Start with the quarterback position, shall we?
Sure.
Ready? Here we go. Nick Foles and Robert Griffin III. Confident, of course, that Griffin will play. You look at the numbers, Adam, and I'm, you know, in the super huge minority saying that I haven't been completely sold on RG3, but man, those numbers jump out at you.
Well, the thing is, they don't ask him to throw the ball 40 or 50 times a game. They're a run-based offense. A lot of variations of how they run it. And their defense has improved significantly lately. They don't want RG3 throwing the ball and taking unnecessary risks. Now, the risks come when he runs it, but overall, he's been way ahead of schedule. And you know what? This is one of the better rookie classes you and I have seen in years.
Yeah, and they work the play-action game very well.
Yep.
We've talked about Nick Foles here, Adam, but in this game, I think it's an interesting opportunity for the Eagles to go up against the Redskins one more time. They gave them a lot of fits November 18th. What will the Eagles' approach be to kind of get Nick going early in this game, put some points on the board?
Well, and this is also the first time we've seen Foles have LeSean McCoy back and have Bryce Brown being able to be a factor in the run game. It'll be fascinating to see how both running backs are used. But I think when you look at Nick Foles right now, he's coming on. He's playing well. Yeah, you see some throws that he's got to make that are better. The downfield throw to Macklin, obviously, the timing's got to be better. He's got to get his body into it. But I think they're more equipped now this time around with Foles than the last time, clearly. And I think the offensive line has played better. I think this game, they're more equipped to score points, and I think they will score some more points. It starts up with the offensive line, and I like what Foles has been doing.
Adam, is this a game where you really want to see Nick throw the football down the field?
Sure.
And I mean, a lot of conversation about him, obviously, after the game against Cincinnati. I wonder if Marty will order some balls just to have Nick. I'm sure he's worked on it in practice here, just to get that mechanical, you know, the repetition down.
Well, he's very good, as we know, 15 yards and in. That's not been the problem. In the Washington game, the first Washington matchup, problem is everything was short. Didn't even attack downfield. You got to attack downfield. This guy's got a good arm. He's got to get his body into throws. That's been the thing that we showed in the review of his tape from last week. He just has to continue to do that. But this throw right here is exactly the thing we did not know that he can do. He's got better feet than we thought, and he could throw very well on the run, which is certainly something no one saw at Arizona. So, and you can do that. You can attack Washington. And you know why? Because D'Angelo Hall plays a lot of slot, and when he does that, you go after this guy. This guy gives up plays. He's a guy the Eagles need to attack. I think they will.
All right. How about the head-to-head look? The Eagles running backs, and we say running backs, with LeSean McCoy and Bryce Brown, and perhaps even a little Deion Lewis and Chris Polk seeing some time at the fullback position. And then Alfred Morris, sensational rookie season. Robert Griffin III taking a lot of attention away from this 1,300-yard-plus season from a sixth-round draft pick, Alfred Morris. You can get running backs anywhere in the draft.
When you look at the Redskins' running game, Dave, RG3 is an extension of their running game. Alfred Morris is their foundation of the running game. It starts with him. He's a downhill runner, runs with great vision and pad level, and he finishes off at the runs. He's been durable so far. He's had a couple hits. He's had some fumbles, but you love that they could sustain the running game. That's why their play action works so well. And they go downfield with Garcon and some of their other players. But I love Morris. It's been a great story. Played at Florida Atlantic with Rob Hauser, the tight end of the Cardinals. He's been probably one of the best picks for any team in the draft this season.
You know, when you talk about the Redskins, I mean, they've had Roy Helu. I mean, they've had a bunch of guys
here.
Yeah,
Helu's out for the season.
It seems like Morris is going to be that real durable, you know, guy for the next generation of Hogs.
And it's funny you say that, because when they drafted Morris, he was an afterthought. It was the fourth running back in the depth chart to start training camp. You mentioned Roy Helu, who got hurt. Evan Royster from Penn State, who's been, you know, he's a late rounder. But somehow Morris has taken this job by storm. And he's never relinquished the job. And really from day one, from the first regular season game till now, he's really not faded at all. It's been a great story.
When I look at these receiving numbers for the Redskins, and I see this is why I wonder about RG3, only 37 catches for Moss, only 36 catches for Hankerson, Pierre Garcon, 34 catches. I see, you know, what 35% of his completions to tight ends and running backs. That's the only reason. Only reason. I just don't think they've asked him to make a lot of really tight window passes.
Well, nobody throws better over the middle than RG3. His inside the numbers, he's outstanding. They take their shot plays downfield with Pierre Garçon. But, Dave, you mentioned, you know, why the numbers so low for the receivers. Remember, Garçon missed half the season with a toe injury. And, it's not out of the question. Hope surgery after the season. Santana Moss has been a great story. Lost 30 pounds in the offseason. Accepted the challenge from Mike Shanahan. That's why he's on this football team. Hankerson's been an inconsistent player. He's got good size. He can run a little bit. They're going to test the Eagles' secondary. I know the secondary's played way better the last 2 weeks. Actually playing very well. But they're not going to stop taking the shot plays downfield. Garçon's the first guy. Moss and Hankerson. The kid, Polson, has been a great story. He's an undrafted free agent. He's a good blocker. Losing Fred Davis has killed them, but...
Not killed them. They've won 5 straight games.
No, but I'm talking about finding a vertical threat at tight end. It's going to be those receivers, and they will test the Eagles' secondary.
All right, let's segue over to the defense and take a look head-to-head at the Eagles and the Redskins. Eagles have improved quite a bit here in the last couple of weeks. Still, the takeaway number is ridiculously low. And the Redskins have survived. Listen, Adam, we talked about the loss of Arakpo and Adam Carriker, Brandon Merriweather, yet they've won 5 straight games. The scheme, Jim Haslett doing a terrific job stopping the run and taking the football away.
Discipline, discipline, discipline. They're not giving up the big plays that they were giving up earlier in the season. And the other thing is, you know, when they lost the two defensive linemen, or actually Arakpo and Carriker, it took them a while, and people were really on Haslett, to figure out a way to get pressure on the quarterback. It's not the sacks. It's making the quarterback get rid of the football before he wants to. They've done that. London Fletcher giving them tremendous leadership. Safety play has gotten better. It's not great. It's not ideal. You attack them at the safety position. They have probably the worst starting tandem in the NFC.
Adam, listen, the Eagles, in some circles, people believe, hey, this team, nothing to play for. I believe these two games are very important from a lot of different viewpoints. I mean, you get to really evaluate this, continue to evaluate this talent against teams that have a lot to play for. It is not a quote-unquote fool's gold situation. Your opinion on that?
Well, we've talked ad nauseum about the Eagles and having a carrot in front of them, and it's an NFC East game. It's probably going to be RG3. There's excitement there. Players have a lot of pride. You see them playing harder. Unfortunately, the weird third quarter, something like we've never seen before. And then you have Washington. I mean, this is on the line for them. I mean, they know what's on, you know, they control their own destiny. So there's plenty at stake here. You're going to have some changes in the secondary for the Eagles. This is going to be fascinating.
What's your opinion on that? Let's talk about Nate Allen. Is Nate Allen...
It's funny.
Because we talked about how well he had played earlier in the
year. First half of the season. I think Nate Allen could be a starter in the league. There's no question because we've seen him at his best.
A star?
A starter.
Starter. Okay.
A very good starter because we've seen it. He was one of the few players on defense playing pretty well in the first half. I mean, you really literally would have to stretch to find like 2 or 3 players. He's a good football player. I thought he got back from his injury very, very well. And then you saw the secondary just completely go south. All of them. It's not just one guy. You know, we've talked about how the wide nine clearly impacted what's going on inside with the safeties. But I think Allen has lost his discipline. I think he can get it back. You know, is it the right move? Well, Colt Anderson's been like, this has been like the biggest surprise. Might be one of the biggest surprises at safety position of any team. Because this clearly was not in the picture. I did not see this at all. I threw out there that it was a major liability. He clearly should not be playing. And he goes out and plays, out of his mind. He's a missile. He's so disciplined. And I just can't believe it. Now, the thing that is...
He's not a big guy. So fans need to understand that's the challenge.
But he uses his body, Dave.
Yeah.
He uses his body. He takes great angles. You saw against the run on Green Ellis, he made a couple solo stops. Then you saw the play on A.J. Green last week, which we'll show you in Eagles Nightly, in my piece. Wait till you see his ability to move. You don't see this. First of all, he's a special teams guy.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly why they signed him. Help special teams.
Sure.
If you had to play him, you're probably concerned about it. You saw the play against Detroit, but he's overcome that. He never lost his confidence, Dave, and he's playing at a very high level, a level that none of us thought he could play at.
All right, good stuff. Adam Kaplan, Eagles, Redskins, Sunday, 1 o'clock, Lincoln Financial Field. Adam, thanks for joining us inside the studio for Head to Head.